So being a a ghost tour guide, I get asked a lot how I got started in this kind of thing. And I usually respond with, like, I always grew up believing in ghosts. And then I started to think about how that belief kind of came about. So I started talking to my mom, and it kind of started with her. And she used to visit her Aunt Ida, who lived in Columbia, and she spoke Pennsylvania Dutch, and she lived across from a cemetery. So she would go, and she would spend the night there, and the house would start making weird noises. And she would, you know, wake her aunt up, and she's like, so what's going on with that? And her aunt would say, don't worry, it's just the ghosts. They're just saying hello. She's like, okay. So then she started to get this feeling that she wasn't always alone. And she kind of developed this sixth sense. So not only can she kind of feel presences, you know, if they're in the room or not, but she has a really awesome knack for finding things. So you just tell her, like, what's missing, and she'll be able to pull the place out of her head like nobody's business. It's ridiculous. She did it today. It was great. So she used to take my sister and I up to the cemeteries by our house and tell us stories. So I live in a townhouse. It's built on top of farmland, and across from my house is this old cemetery dating back to the 1800s, and across from that is a slightly newer cemetery that's like late 1800s, early 1900s. So she would take us out once it got dark, and we'd walk up to the cemetery, and we'd walk around and look at all the tombstones and see if we could feel anything. And I never really could at first. And I thought, you know, ghosts are neat. They're kind of scary. There's this thing that we don't really know anything about. They're these people that aren't people anymore. And, you know, what do you do with that? So she would tell us these stories, and she would make up, like, the Ghost of Nevitt story that we would pass this place in St. Michael's all the time, and she would tell us these little stories about fairies and mystical beings. And then that's kind of where I started to think, wow, okay, these things could actually be real, because my mother was so passionate about the way that she would talk about them. So I got this belief that ghosts and fairies were real. And, you know, as a kid, you're so quick to believe these things. But then as you get older, your belief starts to get tested a little bit. So you stop believing in the magic and all that, but the ghosts kind of always stuck with me. And the earliest thing I can remember happening in our house is one day my mom and I were out shopping. My little sister's home alone. She was about 11 or 12, something like that. And she calls my mom on the phone, and she's screaming and crying. And she's like, there was something, and it fell on the floor, and I went to go look where it was, and there was nothing there. And then I heard this huge crash, and I don't know what's going on, and you need to come home right now. So we were like, okay, great. Calm down. We'll be home in a little bit. So we got home, and my sister's sitting outside on the porch. And she's totally freaked out. She won't go in the house at all until my mom does a thorough sweep through the entire house, and then she'll go back inside. So my mom comes back out. The coast is clear. And she says, you know, there's really nothing you need to worry about. It's probably just Mary. And she's fine. Don't worry about it. So Mary was the name that my mom gave this ghost. She just felt like it had to have a name, and Mary seemed to fit. So we kind of kept that. And anytime something kind of weird would happen, we would blame it on Mary, because, you know, that's the thing you do when you're a kid and you don't want to get in trouble. You blame it on a ghost. So I remember when I was really little, we shared a bedroom, and in the bedroom there was a swing. And every time, you know, you're in that state where you're half falling asleep, but you're still kind of awake, and I would swear that I would see that swing moving. And it would move gently back and forth, and then I would just fall asleep, and I'm like, I don't have to worry, it's just Mary, nothing's wrong, everything's fine. So when I grew up, and, you know, Mary would be around, she would knock stuff off of counters, or she would just walk around the house sometimes, you would just see something out of the corner of your eye. But I remember when my dad put a wall in between my sister and my room, so we each had our own rooms, which was awesome. And I have this little tiny hallway that goes to my bedroom door. And I'd be sitting in my bed reading a book. And out of the corner of my eye, I would see this white figure. And I had never seen Mary before. And I just saw this white lady, very, very tall and wearing this white dress. And she was just standing there and staring at me. And as soon as I looked up so I could get a closer look at who it was, she was gone. And I called my mom and I was like, Mom, And she said it was Mary and that I had nothing to worry about. And I wasn't exactly afraid. I was just a little freaked out that she was watching me read a book because that was weird to me. And a few years go by, and sometimes we see her and sometimes we don't. Sometimes in the state of being half asleep and half awake, I would see her standing over my bed. But I never got the feeling that she was there to hurt me. She was just hanging out, you know, minding her own business. I figured it was just as much her house as it was mine, so she had every right to be there. And then one morning when I was in high school, it was about 6 o'clock or so in the morning, and my dad would wake me up because he had to drive me to school. And I woke up, and it was very, very cold in my room. And it's always cold in my room, but today it was particularly cold in my room, and I did not want to get out of bed. So I got up, and I have to walk to the little hallway to get to my light switch because it's all the way on the other side of my room. So I get up, and I'm not even, my eyes aren't even open. I'm just, you know, blindly making my way over there because I've done it every morning for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And I smack my hip on my dresser, as per usual, nice big bruise. And I make it back to my mirror after I turn on the light, and I look up and I see this face next to mine, and it isn't mine. And all I can see is the outline. It's ghostly white, and I can see the holes where the eyes should be. I can see a nose and a mouth, and as soon as I noticed it was there, it was gone. And I thought, good morning. All right, cool. Hi, Mary. Nice to see you. Because I never saw her face. So it was kind of nice to, you know, put a name to a face at long last. And after that, I sort of got the feeling that I could feel these energies even when they weren't there. So I would walk into a friend's house, and I would say, I don't like it in here. And they're like, why? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, it's not me. It's your house. And they're like, okay, that's weird. So, and that just sort of happens. So every now and then, you know, you walk into a space and you can feed off the other energies of the people in the room. Or even, you know, you walk into a space and somebody just had a fight and you're like, okay, it's really, really heavy in here. But I could feel that even when nobody was there and I had nobody's energies to feed off of. And I thought this was kind of interesting, but it wasn't, you know, abstract or really new to me. Like, I just figured it was something that my mom kind of passed down. So the strangest thing that probably happened to me out of all these things, when my grandfather was in the hospital, he was about to pass away, and we all knew it. And my parents, my whole family was down at the beach, and I was home alone. And I got a call from his wife, and she said, is your mom home? And I said, no, she's down at the beach. You can call her cell phone if you need her. She was like, okay, everything's fine. No need to worry. And I said, okay. And I just sat in my basement, and I knew something had happened. So a few minutes later, my mom called me, and she said, Pop-Pop just passed away, but I'm headed home now. Everything's fine. There's no need to worry. And I didn't really know what to think. I haven't had many experiences with death. It was just this, you know, enmity, anomaly, whatever to me. And I sat down on the couch, and I smelled cigarettes. And my grandfather always used to smoke cigarettes. And I felt that it was him coming back one last time to say goodbye to me and just let me know that everything was okay with him. And now every time I smell cigarettes or I feel a presence that isn't there, I like to say hello and just make them aware that somebody else is out there listening. Thank you.